USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day after the White House said the CDC did not have the authority to extend the eviction moratorium, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced a 60-day moratorium on Tuesday. The order is intended to target specific areas of the country where cases of the coronavirus are increasing and likely would be exacerbated by mass evictions. There were 451 COVID-related deaths in America on Tuesday. The White House has targeted Republican officials for the rise in coronavirus cases. Speaking from the White House on Tuesday, President Biden specifically blamed Texas and Florida. What was not mentioned was Biden's open border policy that has allowed hundreds of thousands into the country unfettered, coming from countries with very low vaccine rates. For the first time, a film distributor will use Facebook to debut a movie. The Outsider, a controversial documentary about the construction of the 9/11 Museum in Manhattan, will premiere publicly on Facebook for about $4 on August 19th. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After 6 months in office, President Biden gets a terrible report card from Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
It's been more than 6 months since President Joe Biden took office. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell offers his review of the president's time in office, beginning with the economy.
Mostly what they had to do was not get in the way. So where are we 6 months in? The U.S. economy has broken some recent records, mostly the wrong ones. Inflation just clocked its steepest 12-month increase in more than a decade.
The White House saying they believe prices for goods will go down as the economy returns to normal.
Actress Pam Anderson just sold her Malibu, California estate for nearly $12 million. The new owners, Lauren and Kate Kreiss, paid $4,000 a square foot. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New York Governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo sexually assaulted 11 women in violation of the law, the state attorney general Letitia James said on Tuesday. Local prosecutors have launched a criminal investigation and calls for him to resign or be impeached reached the president.
If the investigation of the attorney general concluded that the allegations are correct, that back in March, that I would recommend he resign. That's what I'm doing today. I've not read the report. I don't know the detail of it. All I know is the end result.
New York does not have a recall mechanism like what's happening with the Democrat governor in California. Governor Cuomo remains defiant and discounts the independent investigation's finding.
It has been a hard and a painful period for me and my family, especially as others feed ugly stories to the press. But I cooperated with the review, and I can now finally share the truth. My attorney, who is a non-political former federal prosecutor, has done a response to each allegation, and the facts are much different than what has been portrayed. That document is available on my website. If you are interested, please take the time to read the facts and decide for yourself.
Pete Parada, the drummer for the band The Offspring, has been kicked out of the band for not getting vaccinated. He posted on social media Tuesday. In the United States Tuesday, 451 Americans died from COVID, according to Johns Hopkins University. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.